Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
They say the dead don't rest easy on Dice Road. Out in the quiet farmland of Hemlock, Michigan, just beyond the last flicker of porch light, there's a patch of ground that locals whisper about but rarely visit after dark. Dice Road Cemetery. Small, silent, and surrounded by thick woods, it's a place where time doesn't just slow. It lingers. For decades, stories have swirled around this cemetery. Not just creaking branches or rustling leaves, but sobs echoing from nowhere. Lights that flicker through the trees, and one name that comes up again and again, Anna Rhodes Millerton. Some say she ended her own life after unbearable heartbreak. Others say she was never properly buried and her soul knows it. But is it a haunting? Or is it a story that's just too good not to believe? Tonight, we'll explore where the fact ends and the folklore begins. We'll dig into Anna's legend, the strange connection to the Dice Road poltergeist, and the chilling experiences of those brave enough to wander into the shadows of this graveyard. Because sometimes the scariest stories are the ones with just enough truth to keep you up at night. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. You won't find Dice Road Cemetery on any tourist map of Michigan. It's not marked by gates or marble angels, just a narrow patch of worn headstones nestled into a wooded corner off a long stretch of gravel road. But for those who've grown up around Hemlock, it needs no introduction. Everyone knows the stories. The cemetery dates back to the 1800s. When the area was first settled by farming families drawn to Saginaw County's fertile soil. Dice Road itself runs through open country, long fields, dense woods, and the occasional rusted-out barn that's been losing the battle with time for decades. The cemetery is small, unadorned, with gravestones pocked by time and weather, many with names too faded to read. Yet even in daylight, there's a stillness here that feels off. The earliest graves date to the 1860s. These were hard-working folks, many buried alongside children who died young, mothers who passed in childbirth, and soldiers who never made it home from war. There's sorrow etched into the soil here, even without the ghost stories. But it's one grave in particular that gave birth to the legend Anna Rhodes Millerton. Her name first surfaced in local lore sometime in the mid-1900s. According to oral tradition, Anna lived nearby in the early 1800s and suffered a cascade of tragedies. Some say the loss of a child. Others claim she was abandoned by a lover or cast out by her family. In the end, the legend says she took her own life. The story doesn't show up in historical records, and her name is absent from cemetery registries. Yet countless visitors insist they've found her stone, though no two seem to agree on which one it is. That's part of what makes the legend stick. It's elusive, fluid, but persistent. In the 1970s, reports of strange activity at the cemetery began to surface. Teenagers, thrill seekers, and amateur ghost hunters started sharing stories of cold spots and mysterious lights. Some claimed to see a woman in white moving through the trees. Others swore they heard crying, deep, mournful, and close. Often visitors said their car batteries would die, radios would cut out, or headlights would flicker uncontrollably near the cemetery's edge. These weren't just one-off reports. Stories came from people who didn't know each other, who had no reason to invent the same eerie details. Word began to spread, and soon the cemetery became a fixture in Michigan's growing catalog of haunted places. By the early 1980s, paranormal enthusiasts were making unofficial visits at night, hoping to record what they called electromagnetic disturbances or capture ghostly voices on tape. Some said they felt hands brush against them, ice cold and invisible. Others claimed they were chased out of the cemetery by something unseen but definitely present. But for every haunting tale, there was a voice of skepticism. Environmental psychologists and local officials suggested a more rational explanation: isolation. Dice Road is miles from city lights, cell service is spotty, and the natural silence of the woods can play tricks on the mind. The cemetery is flanked by dense pines and oaks. Wind can carry sounds in strange ways. The dark can distort perception. Fear does the rest. There are also environmental factors to consider. Dice Road runs near several high-voltage power lines, and some investigators have noted abnormal EMF readings near the cemetery. To believers, that's energy for the spirits to feed on. To skeptics, it's the kind of thing that can cause nausea, hallucinations, or even paranoia in humans, especially when combined with fear and the power of suggestion. One theory? Groupthink. The idea that one person's fear or suggestion, "Did you hear that?" or "Did you see her?" can lead others to perceive the same thing, even if nothing happened at all. But that still doesn't explain the mechanical failures, the physical sensations, or the eerily consistent reports of one figure, always a woman, who appears and disappears in silence. As the 1990s rolled in, stories grew. Dice Road Cemetery wasn't just the site of a ghost, it became the anchor for something much larger. Paranormal investigators and local storytellers began to point toward another location just down the road, a modest farmhouse where things were allegedly far worse. But we'll get to that. For now, what we know is this: Dice Road Cemetery had become more than just a final resting place. It was a charged location, emotionally, historically, and some say supernaturally. With every decade, more visitors arrived and more stories followed. The legend of Anna Rhodes Millerton only deepened. If the 1970s and 80s introduced the legend of Dice Road Cemetery, the decades that followed turned it into a phenomenon. By the late 1990s, sightings of the so-called Woman of Dice Road had reached a fever pitch. People weren't just seeing a shadowy figure in the woods, they were describing the same woman. Pale face, dark dress, sometimes with her head down, sometimes staring directly at them, and almost always near one of the oldest, most weathered headstones in the cemetery's southwest corner. One of the most chilling accounts came from a group of high school students in 2001. According to their statements, they'd driven out late one night just to see if the stories were true. While standing in the cemetery, one student claimed to see a white figure gliding between the stones. Another felt his shirt get tugged hard. They ran for the car, only to find the battery completely drained. No headlights, no engine, just silence. 10 minutes later, without any jump start or intervention, the car roared back to life. Then came the audio. In 2009, a paranormal group from Michigan, known as Haunted Saginaw, visited Dice Road Cemetery for an overnight investigation. Using EVP, electronic voice phenomena equipment, they recorded what they described as faint cries captured near the tree line. On playback, one clip included a barely audible voice whispering a name, Anna. Another investigator reported being overcome by nausea and dread near a particular gravestone, one without any legible name. Other teams recorded footsteps in gravel when no one was walking, voices layered over radio silence, and strange light anomalies in thermal imaging. It's worth noting that this wasn't the first time paranormal investigators had made a connection between Dice Road Cemetery and something much darker. Less than a mile down the road sits the now infamous Dice Roadhouse, a modest white home that became ground zero for one of Michigan's most documented cases of poltergeist activity. The Dice Road poltergeist case was so severe in the 1970s that it involved local police, fire departments, and the clergy. The family who lived there reported flying objects, loud bangs, doors slamming, and walls shaking violently, often with no clear source. Officers responding to calls sometimes witnessed the events firsthand. While the Dice Roadhouse and the cemetery are not officially linked by history or ownership, many have speculated there's a spiritual connection. Some believe that Anna's spirit, if she exists, might have ties to both sites. Perhaps the tragedy began in the house and ended in the graveyard. Others suggest something more sinister, that Dice Road itself is a kind of ley line, a place of intersecting energies that naturally draws paranormal activity, that the haunting is not about Anna at all, but about the land, the air, the silence that builds pressure in your chest when you step too far from the road. And the deeper you go, the worse it gets. Several modern-day witnesses have reported being followed after visiting the cemetery. One woman claimed she saw the same dark figure at the foot of her bed the night after a visit. Another, a photographer, said his camera worked perfectly until the moment he stepped inside the gates, then it shut down completely. It only resumed working once he reached the car. Others have documented their experiences in blogs and forums, sudden migraines, chest pressure, whispers that seem to come from nowhere, and the distinct feeling of being unwelcome, not threatened, just watched. Local law enforcement has issued periodic warnings over the years, not about spirits, but about trespassing. Dice Road is still a public space, but late-night visitors who disturb the peace or damage gravestones have led to occasional patrols. Yet the warnings do little to stop the steady stream of paranormal tourists, especially around Halloween. But not all visitors are looking for fear. Some arrive out of curiosity, others in search of closure. One woman who lost her daughter in 2012 claimed she went to Dice Road Cemetery not expecting to find a ghost, but simply to feel close to something beyond. What she found, she said, was a presence. "It wasn't scary," she told a local newspaper. "It was like someone was there, comforting me. I can't explain it." That same gravestone, the one in the far southwest corner, has become something of a shrine. Coins, rosaries, and flowers are often left there by visitors, even though the name is long worn away. For many, it represents Anna, even if no one can confirm whether it's hers. And that might be the strangest part of all. There's no confirmed grave for Anna Rhodes Millerton. No obituary, no birth record. Some researchers believe she never existed, that her story is a fusion of tragic local tales wrapped in myth and given a name. But if that's true, who is the woman so many have seen? What's causing the sounds, the failures, the cries? Could it all be group hysteria? Or is Dice Road Cemetery tapping into something more primal, a blend of grief, fear, and the unknown? Encoded into a place too old and quiet to defend itself from the imaginations of the living? One thing is certain, whatever haunts Dice Road, it's not going away. Whether it's a ghost, a psychological echo, or something we haven't yet defined, the stories continue. New witnesses, new recordings, and that same lingering question. What's waiting in the dark among the stones of Dice Road Cemetery? When it comes to Dice Road Cemetery, it's tempting to get caught up in the fog of legend. A sorrowful woman lost to time, a cemetery with no clear answers, and a road that seems to hum with its own strange energy. It's the perfect cocktail for a ghost story, and maybe that's all it is. But maybe it's not. What stands out here isn't just the spooky setting or the whispers in the dark, it's the consistency. Different decades, different people, same claims. The figure in the dress, the cries, the grave no one can name, but everyone seems to find. You could chalk it up to suggestion, sure. Say people are just hearing what they want to hear, seeing what they expect to see. But then there's the audio, the photos, the headaches and drained batteries and stories from people who didn't believe until something reached out and touched them. Of course, we can't ignore the rational explanations. High EMF fields can mess with the brain. The woods are alive with animal calls that don't sound like animals at all when the sun goes down. And the power of a good ghost story? That can shape perception more than any spirit ever could. But still, people keep coming back. Not because they want to be scared, but because they feel something there, something they can't quite explain. And whether it's Anna's or just the weight of 1,000 forgotten names, Dice Road Cemetery continues to whisper. And if you ever find yourself driving through Hemlock after midnight and you see a shadow at the edge of the trees, don't slow down to look. Because what if it looks back? I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.